Yo, what's up? It's your boy E.T., pastor of A Place of Change Ministries. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. You know, so many people have said to me, E, we love the normal service, but the podcast, we can wash dishes, wash clothes, work out to it, drive up and down the road, our commute to work. And so, guys, thank you so much. Look, you know, we have one goal here, and that is to meet your spiritual needs. And so we hope that this message helps you in your everyday walk, helps you in your transformation. And most importantly, we hope that it helps you to make the rest of your life the best of your life.
All right. I was supposed to play this before I got up, but we're going to play this right now. And I need y'all to listen to this. This is awkward. It's going to be awkward for some of y'all to start a service like this. But I really need you to look at it. I want you to close your eyes, but you wouldn't see that. You wouldn't catch it all. But I want you to listen to it in the Spirit of God. And then we're going to get ready for new. Anybody ready for new? Come on. Anybody ready for new? Amen. Look, I'm not interested in sermons. I promise you. Gideon will tell you, I started speaking in church when I was 17 years old. I can't tell you how many sermons I've done since I was 17 years old. I can't tell you how many sermons. I'm not interested in sermons. I'm not trying to give you a sermon today. I'm not interested. I'm trying to give you a spiritual shift. Anybody want a spiritual shift? That's all. I want you to leave here with a shift. Not, that was a good sermon. So get ready for the shift. I'm sorry.
Good morning, travelers. Welcome to Royal Airlines. This is your official boarding announcement. At this time, we are preparing for departure. All passengers carrying heavy burdens, unresolved conflict, pride, fear, or unforgiveness, please make your way to the security checkpoint. Before entering today's destination, all hearts must be inspected. Remove all metal items, distractions, and emotional baggage from your person. Place them on the belt. They will be examined. Nothing hidden will clear this flight. Royal Airlines Flight 777 is now boarding. Today's destination, freedom. Final destination, alignment. This is a non-stop service. Know and go. Thank you for choosing Royal Airlines. Enjoy your flight.
Come on, did y'all catch it? Flight what? 777. Come on, flight what? Hallelujah, praise God. Let's go to work, y'all. Let's go to work. All right, so what does Valentine's Day and TSA have to do with anything? All right, here's what I want you to know, guys. All right, before all of this Valentine's Day stuff, I want you to put this in your spirit, that before the world had a day of love, God already told you he loved you. No. Y'all got to do me a huge favor. Before we go forward, I told you, we're not doing no sermon. This is a spiritual shift, right? God wants to shift something in your heart. And so you need to know that you are loved. You need to know that, right? And you need to know that you're loved by God, because oftentimes what we do is we start with the world and then we may get to God, but we got to start with God. And this is why this is important. I was talking to somebody recently and they told me, y'all heard me preach this before, they told me they were lonely. And I said, yeah, that's a demonic term. It's a demonic term. You can't find it in the Bible. So we got to be careful, y'all. We got to shift. So you can't say demonic stuff and think you're going to have a happy new year. That's a demonic term. And any demonic terms we use, whether we mean to or not, demonic terms have demonic outcomes. So when you let the devil give you his vocabulary and you say you're lonely, that's not biblical, and it's going to take you somewhere. And it's going to take you somewhere dark, because demonic forces are dark and they're meant to take you to a dark place. So when you say you're lonely, that's not the truth. Amen. How do I know? Adam never used the term lonely, and it was just him and God. No, I'm not trying to be deep. Adam never said, now watch this, you got to catch it. Adam named the animals. So Adam knew that there was male and female. He knew that. But somehow, even though he saw male and female, it never made him go, I'm going to compare myself to them, and why don't I have one of them? He never compared himself. He never went, well, he got her, and they got her, and it's two of them, and they haven't. Why? Because his relationship with God was so solid that he didn't need anything else. He He didn't miss any. Oh, y'all not hearing me. He didn't miss anything. He didn't want anything. And so how is it that we have access to God, but we keep saying we're lonely? Why? Because we think that our completion comes from man, other humans, when really our completion comes from God. And so God had Adam first, and Adam didn't even know he needed. Oh, y'all not hearing what I'm saying. Adam didn't even know he needed anything else. So I love it. The Bible says God has, he already declared his love for you. Already. This the one. Y'all know this one. Say it with me on three. One, two, three. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not, but have what? Okay, make sure you catch that. God is saying that when you're in me, you're not going to perish. You're not going to get old. You're not going to get stale. Okay, can I just make it relevant? I told y'all this before. When the Lord first started blessing me to speak, and God start, and I got in line with God, and we started being blessed economically because he said, your gifts. So if there ain't no room being made for you, you may not be using your gifts. Plural, you might be using one of them. That's not what he said. He said your gifts. And so if you stop using your gifts, some rooms may be not being made for you. And so when God showed me, Eric, your blessings will come every time you use your gift in the way I told you to use your gift. And so I remember when the doors of heaven started opening, and I remember Didi came to me and was like, hey, I'm grateful. Praise God. But hey, how long you think this is going to last? Hallelujah. I didn't know to use this text, but I should have told her it don't perish. Oh, y'all missed that. When you stay relevant when you stay in Christ. The spirit don't get old. So whatever your gifts are, whatever you did in your 20s, in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, your 70s, if you're doing it in the spirit, because the spirit does not perish and the spirit is everlasting. How long are my business going to last? As long as God is in it, it's going to keep going and it's never going to get stale. Anybody ever read the word and you read it, it was like the first time you read it, you was like, I can't believe it. And so the Bible says February 14th, that happened before you was born. That's the 365. For God so loved. And we talked about this before. He didn't use the word love. He said for God so loved. So you didn't get it twisted. So when you move from a place of love, everything changed. No. I want to make sure y'all catch this. For God so loved the world. When you move from a place of loneliness, when you move from a place of desperation, when you move from a place of hurt, when you move from a place of abandonment, when you move from a place of comparison, you are doomed immediately. But when you move from a place of so loved, okay, all right, I'm by myself. I'm going to say that one again. When you move from a place of so loved. Okay, all right, let me do it this way, and then we're going to get into the word. All right, we're going to get into this message. Let me just say it like this. I'm standing here today because so loved. No. Y'all got to be careful, because what the devil will do is tell you to be isolated. Or what the devil will do is tell you to be by yourself. What the devil will tell you to do is don't trust nobody. What the devil will tell you to do is stay away from community. Stay away from people. You can't trust them. You can't, but you can trust the God in us. Okay, I'm going to show y'all something real quick. I'm going to show y'all how I got here. Now, the way I got to homeless was I wasn't loved. That's how the devil got me. So what the devil said was, every time you do something wrong and your parents punish you, they parent punishing you because they don't love you. No. This comparison thing is deep, because I'm growing up, right? And I start growing up, and some people on the block didn't get it, they didn't have a curfew. And so the devil was like, yo, why your parents got a curfew on you and ain't nobody else got a curfew? Why your parents asking you to come home at 12 noon? I'm sorry, 12 midnight, when everybody else get to stay out to 3 or 4 in the morning. And the party don't jump off, for those of you going to house parties. In the D. You know what I'm saying? You know at a house party in the D that it don't pop off till about 12:30. Like, people don't even show up till about midnight. And now I got to go home at midnight. And everybody like, where you going? I'm going home. Why you going home? What I did not realize, Tangie, is the reason why I was going home is because God knew he called me. I didn't know I was going to be preaching to the whole world. I didn't know that God was going to put this gift on me. I didn't know I was going to have an anointing. So I was comparing myself to people who may not have had the same calling. And I wanted to do what they wanted to do. When God said, you're not going to do what they, you're not hearing what I'm saying. God says, your life ain't going to look like their life. That's why you getting a whipping. That's why you being held accountable. For God chastises those he loves. Ain't no real love when ain't nobody chastising you. You think it's love when people let you get away with murder. Ain't no, okay, so I'm comparing myself. They ain't getting whippings. They ain't got no curfews. I don't know who my daddy is. And God is saying, okay, yep, now you letting the devil talk to you. And guess what that did? That created homelessness. Oh, y'all not hearing what I'm saying? And so here's how it worked, though. God was so good that my best friend so loved. Yep, God said, y'all better hear what I'm saying. The stuff that you're trying to accomplish in 2026 is not going to happen in isolation. It's not going to happen with I can't trust nobody. It's not, no. The Bible says love never fails. And the Bible says God is love. And so I'm telling you, Valentine's Day is so important because when we really realize, not the day itself, but when we realize how important that love is, we're going to get around love. And so my best friend in the whole wide world, my boy Bob, Bob would get something to eat. Bob would get me something to eat. Bob would get gear. Bob would buy me gear. Bob would go to church. Bob would make me go to church. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying? Bob loved me so much that Bob said, I'm not going to college, E, but you need to go to Oakwood. I didn't even know where Oakwood was. He said, you need to go to Oakwood. Then God took me to church with Bob. And then Pastor Willis and his wife started loving on me. And they started hugging on me. And they started making sure that every week I got taken care of. And then he made sure he used his name to get me in Oakwood. And then Sister Burst, when we do the Sabbath school, we would all have fun. We would, be going. Didi Ma would take us there. We would be pathfinders. And I was in an environment of love. And that's how this came to be. No, I don't want y'all to just on some Valentine's Day. I want you to understand that when you isolate yourself, when you stay away from community, the devil got you. The devil got you. Hallelujah. The devil got you. When you're not in an environment of love, the devil got you. The devil doesn't want you. Anytime the devil see, you didn't join that church, it look like it's loving. I got to stop that. It look like y'all community is cold. I got to stop that. It look like y'all got something going. It's too much love going on. Hey, don't worry about the people that's hurting. We got them. I need all my imps to go wherever there's love. Why? Because God is love. I need all my imps to go where there's love. Why? For God so loved the world. I need all my imps to go where there's love. Why? Because love never fails. Make sure we put all our energy on love, because if folks stay in love, they going to grow. If people stay in love, the outcome. And so when you're looking at Eric Thomas, I didn't get here because of Eric Thomas. I would still be homeless. I would still be a high school dropout. I might be in prison. I might be dead. Love did this. Loved and being in the love. I got to Oakwood College. I didn't have no money. I didn't have nothing. G.P. Foster's wife, Kathy, was the one that gave me soft credit. Anita McCrary, they gave me soft credit, which is what? It's you ain't got no money, but we're going to act like you got some money. Now, y'all not hearing what I'm saying. We can't give you a scholarship because you ain't even finished school. You got a GED. Guys, I didn't even take the SAT test or the ACT. I ain't take nothing. They gave me soft credit, and then they gave me all my classes. Love. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying? My professors would pray for me, take me out to lunch. Me and Doggett was like my best friend. But he wasn't just my pastor. He loved on me. He gave me opportunities. He looked out for me. I'm trying to tell y'all the reason why this day, not the day, but the idea of the day is so important, because you grow in love in a way you don't grow when you isolate yourself. When you say you can't trust people, that's nothing but the devil. Watch this. Here's what happens in love. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Okay, I'm sorry. You don't even understand this. I got it. But when God told me he loved me, I told him, prove it. God said, I love you, son. I went to church. They was like, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. I was like, God, I love you. I think you love me. Prove it. God said, the way I prove love is the Lord will perfect. Y'all missed what I just said. I told you I left home at 16. I was living in abandoned buildings, eating out of trash cans. I was a high school dropout. Y'all missed what I said. The Lord will perfect. Y'all missed what I said. I want to make sure you catch it. When you look at my life, this is nothing but the Lord perfecting that which concerneth me. Okay, y'all missed the whole thing. I was homeless, y'all. Now I own multiple homes. Why? Because I cried out to God and said, I'm homeless. He said, okay, does that concern you? I said, yes. He said, well, then we're going to take care of it. Oh, y'all not hearing what I'm saying? It's one thing to say, I love you. It's another thing when the thing that concerns me concerns you. I want y'all to be careful. Some of y'all running up behind people who are not concerned about the things that are concerning to you, but you're running up behind them because you're concerned about what concerns you. You missed what I just said. God is not just concerned about what concerns you. God's going to do something about what's concerning you. Stop running up behind people that ain't concerned about you. God is concerned and he's going to do something. Oh, y'all missed what I just said. I said, this ain't no scripture. I'm telling you my life. And the Lord will perfect. The Lord will take you from a high school dropout because I was concerned. That's why I dropped out of high school. When I went to my counselor as a senior, air quotes, he said, bro, you ain't got enough credits. You ain't going to graduate until you're about 19. Y'all missed what I just said. I went from a GED to a PhD because it concerned me not only that I was a high school dropout and people look at you a certain way and there are doors that can't open up to you as a high school dropout. God knew I was concerned with the fact that I couldn't read and write on the level that I was supposed to. Now I got a PhD. Why? Because God will perfect. Y'all missed what I just said. God said, I ain't going to just tell you I love you. I will perfect that thing concerning you. And that's how you going to know. Y'all miss what I said. I was homeless. God said, do me a favor, son. I said, what, God? He said, I want you to go to church on Wednesday night prayer meeting. Listen to me. There are those of you, you only come to church. You everywhere else running up behind events and people that are not concerned with you. The one person who's concerned with you, you're not showing up for him. God said, here's what I need you to do, son. I need you to go to church. I need you to do me a huge favor. This is that, be careful that you can't trust people's stuff. God said, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go to Wednesday night prayer meeting, which I always didn't tell you. A mother will tell you. I don't care what was going on the block. I would walk and be every time the doors of the church was open, I was there. God said, I need you to do me a huge favor, son. I need you to pray out loud. That you, I need out loud, and the saints in prayer, what you need. As soon as I finish praying, man, I wish we had time. I wish we weren't in church where I got to rush. Let me tell you something. Let me tell y'all something. Do you know how hard it is being homeless? I got it. Do I have a 16-year-old in the building? Do I have a 16-year-old in the building? Any 16-year-old here? You 16? Can you stand for me, please? Can you stand for me? 16 years old. Turn around and let the people see you. No, I just want y'all to see this is how old I was when I was homeless. This is the age I was when I was living in abandoned buildings. Like, let the people see you. You look more attractive than I was. A lot taller than I was. So the model don't really work, but you get the point. This is how old I was. Thank you. And I prayed to God. I'm tired of living in abandoned buildings. I'm tired of trying to find a spot in the street to lay so nobody see me, but I get some I'm tired of being in this abandoned building because they know I'm here now. Amen. They know I'm here now. They stole all my stuff. They know I'm here now. I'm not safe no more. This 2x4 ain't, he said, do me a favor, son, go to church. I'm about to perfect it. Just go to church, but this time I need you to do me a favor. This time, don't pray to me, pray out loud. And I prayed out loud, and the cannoneer said, come here. Was you telling the truth about your prayer? I said, absolutely. They were from Trinidad and Tobago. That's why when I beat the fish head and the rice and peas, be like, where you get that from? 16. So Candy said, do me a favor. You can come stay with me. I was probably 17 and a half, almost 18, trying to get to Oakwood. They said, do me a favor. You can come stay with us. Now, here's the deal. You're supposed to enroll in Oakwood on August 18th. If you don't get enrolled, you got to leave here. But you can stay here as long as you need to before you go to college. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? All right. So let me go here. What concerns you concerns? Come on, I want to, come on. What is Valentine's Day? That before the world said they love you, God said he loved you. Yeah. You running around here talking about you're going to have a bad day on Valentine's Day because you ain't got nobody. You started with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You don't need nobody else. You don't need nobody else to complete you. God is completing you, and whoever you think is completing you ain't completing you. And you better be careful because they might leave before you leave this earth. And whoever you was relying on... If that was your spouse was your it, we know they gonna die at some point. All right, so I want to show y'all this. Because I could have went, you know, Hannah on you. I could have went, you know what I'm saying? Somebody in the Bible that got healed. I said, let's not even play no games. I just want to show you how much God loves you and he's concerned about you. So this timeline here, May 19th, they got married, right? February 2nd, 2020, they prayed earnestly, found out they were pregnant, and then their child was born. No. I just want to show y'all, like, God is concerned about the things that concern you. And so I remember Camille came to me. I wish I could preach this whole thing, but I can't go back and tell it all. I didn't write it down. Watch this. This thing happened in love. Some kind of way, Camille came to me, amen, and was like, Pastor, I need y'all to pray for, we want to have a baby. I said, marriage ain't enough. You prayed to get married. I'm just being real. You was like, I got to get married. Y'all got married. Now you got another concern? Amen. She said, yeah, marriage is great, but now I want to have kids. Shh, please hear what I'm saying. The things that concern you concern God. That's what you need to know about this day. God is concerned about what you're concerned about. Don't keep it to yourself. She called me, and let me tell y'all something. Now she called me, Candace called me. Amen. Candace was already good. That's why you need to be in an environment where people ain't hating. That's why you need to be in an environment where people that already got stuff. That's why you need to be in an environment with people who are already connected to God. Because they not about to hate on you because you want something. Are you hearing what I'm saying? They going to be excited. We was like, uh-oh, Camille, you want what? Let's pray. Then Candace calls like, Pastor, I know you're going to pray with her, but we want to blow it out. Amen. I was like, okay, let's blow it out then. But before we go there, I want you to hear what concern sounds
everything
like.
Everything is supposed to do and looking forward to God. Being present in this process with us, I am looking for his guidance and I'm looking to feel his presence. I know that, you know, he is here with us. I just want to be confident in his ability to heal my body and allow it to do everything that it's what that he designed to do. And, you know, I'm having confidence that he is already a way maker and is about to show out in this process. So I'm excited about that. I appreciate everybody being so encouraging and helping us out and all that.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Can I show you what happened? Candace said, Pastor, I do want you to pray, but do me a favor. We want to do it in a loving environment. Yeah. Oh, am I talking to myself? It makes a difference when you're around people who love you. It makes a difference when it's encouraging energy. It makes a difference when people in the room are believing for you what you believe in for yourself. Where two or three are gathered there, he is in the midst thereof. Exceedingly abundantly beyond. It makes a difference when you're praying with people who already know what God can do. Am I talking to anybody? It makes a difference when you're praying with somebody who like, girl, I don't know. You better watch Pastor preach about Adam and Eve and them conversations. It makes a difference when you starting a business with people who believe God can do and the people who like, I don't really know. I don't know if that might be a scam. That might be above God's ability. It make a difference when you're around that kind of energy. I don't know if it could happen. I don't know that anybody ever did that before. It make a difference when you're in the room with people who are saying exceedingly, abundantly. You better be careful. You might have twins. You better be careful. You might have triplets. You better be careful. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither. It makes a difference when you're in the room and God has given you a word. And God has put something in your shanana. But you got people around you dogging you out. You got people around you trying to pull you down. Candace said, yeah, Pastor, we don't want you to do this by yourself. You were first lady. We want to celebrate. Oh, y'all missed what I said. Candace said, we're going to have a celebration because we're not going to wait to see what God going to do. We're going to praise him before he does it. We're going to praise him in advance. So we're going to celebrate. We're going to come together. We're going to eat before she gives up. Y'all not hear what I'm saying. Some of y'all ain't being blessed because you forgot God so loved you because you worried about your hater. You so focused on what negativity. You so focused on what people are saying. You forgot what God said about you. You so consumed now what others think about you that you didn't forgot God called you. All you talk about on your mouth is what other people say. You don't have that same energy with the scriptures. I would suggest that you use God's so love to power you, so love to fool you, the stuff out your ear. Oh, it's a new year, y'all. I know it's new. I see God doing some stuff. He like, slow down. I already know he's doing some stuff. He said, what worked, son, in 2026, 2025 is not going to work in 2026. You got to approach this thing different. You got to get off the phone with them. You got to celebrate. Hallelujah, praise God. 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 Pastor says it. This your praise break. Maybe you don't have what you want, but you might get it if you thank God for what he did for somebody else. If you stop spiritually hating and you start thanking God right now what he did for somebody else, you might end up getting what you want. Am I talking to anybody? I said, forget Camille, forget Jeremy. I said, look at what God has done. I said, she had a concern, and God says, I'm concerned about the things that are concerning to you. You ought to be excited about that. God said, what's going on, son? I said, I'm homeless. What you want? I know you're homeless. Me and you both know you're homeless, son. Let me know when you're ready to tap into your royal. Because I'm ready to perfect some stuff in you, son. Just say what you want out loud. I want somewhere to stay. Immediately after the cannoneer say, what else you want, son? I want to get out of Detroit. I want to go to college. Pastor Willis say, we got your acceptance letter from Oakwood. Y'all not hear what I'm saying? Y'all not hear what I'm saying? God, how I'm going to get there? Mama, Sister Mosey going to take her. I'm going to have her to show some grace on you. You're going to get in the back car. She ain't necessarily feeling you right this second. But one of these days, she going to feel you. It's going to be all right. Just tell me what you need. I need a ride. And I want to take my bike. Okay, it's okay. She got a car. She got a van big enough, conversion van. You could put it in. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? God, when I get there, I don't want a roommate from drama. My boy Gerald was the best roommate. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? All right, so let's get to it, and then we're going to get to identity, boy. Please pull it out real quick. Come on. Okay, I'm sorry. Carl got y'all. For those of you online, that's why we got different gifts. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Danita. Praise God. Can you say praise God? I told y'all, it's new, y'all. We're doing some new stuff, y'all. We taking the service serious. We spending a whole week on the service. Wait till y'all get to Q&A today. We are perfecting this thing. We not playing no game. y'all think we just rested and reset so we can go back to who we were before? The devil is a lie. We're going to read this together in faith. Father God, I accept that you love me, not because of what I do, but because you chose me. Your love is not earned, and I don't have to perform to receive it. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners. But what your religion told you. We going with the word. You ain't got to be baptized before he loves. You ain't got to know Genesis to Revelation before. You ain't got to pay your tithes before. You ain't got to do nothing but be born and you chosen. Okay, I'm by myself. Hallelujah. Jesus, I thank you, my brother. I've already seen you by yourself. Jesus died for us. You did not choose me. I chose you. Before my mother knew me, you knew me. And you formed me with purpose. You saw my days before I lived them. You loved me before my credit score. You loved me before my 1.3 GPA average. Come on, am I talking to anybody? You loved me before I got a divorce. You loved me before I got married. You loved me before I had my degrees. You called me according to your plan. Before I was formed in the womb, I knew you, God said. Today, Lord, I give you the things that concern me. The weights I've been carrying, the questions without answers, the problems I keep trying to fix alone. Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. I release control in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I wrote this one for myself. I don't know anybody else. I wrote this one for myself. Amen. I got a little selfish on this one. I release control. I release pressure. I release the need to have everything figured out. Praise God. In the reset process, me and Angie was doing our thing, and it was like, this needs to be fixed. And I was like, all right, I'm about to. And she said, no, 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 Pastor. I'm not telling you to fix it. I said, oh, hold up, God. This new. You're not asking me to fix it? You saying you gonna fix it? You saying I don't need to be a part of the process because you a part of the process and it's all gonna be worked out? I just need to chill. I'm gonna say this one because this one for a couple of us. If you say amen or not, you don't have to fix it. He. Okay, I'm by myself on that. You ain't got to fix it. It's fixed. Okay. All right. Calm down, Eric. I'm going to go back. I release control. I release pressure. I release the need to have everything figured out. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understandings. What are my steps today? Not just the big decisions, Lord, but the small ones as well. The steps of a righteous person are ordered by the Lord. Help me walk in who I am and where you are taking me. Not in fear. Not in distraction, not in confusion. Quiet every voice that pulls me out of alignment with you. Now, Dee Dee was teaching me this week. She said, yeah, we be focused on screaming. Don't scream at me that we let the whispers get away. No, we quick to jump. Don't scream at me. Don't holler at me. But we let people whisper stuff to us. No, God is saying in this season, don't even let people whisper stuff. And whisper is different because you start leaning in. What'd you say? You know that ain't your. You know you not. No, that's the devil. He got two voices. He just had the loud boy. And that's what you say. Oh, I ain't going . But the small one is like, you know you not going to make it, don't you? You know you're not qualified, don't you? You know they better than you, don't you? You know you didn't work this hard just for this. Come on. You know you. Don't meddle with the devil. Any voice that comes from anybody other than God, don't listen to it. Quiet every voice that pulls you out of alignment with God. For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. I trust that my life is aligned, my path is intentional, and my future is secure. Some of y'all in here talking about you behind. Are you God? Do you know where you're supposed to be? When you're supposed to be there? Are you divine? Do you know the beginning from the end? No, you're not behind. What the devil's trying to do is throw you off. He's trying to make you.
No, I'm just trying to tell y'all, in the rest and reset, what God is showing me is some of the problems you had is from being quick, doing stuff without thinking, being reactive, being emotional. 2026. Why am I rushing? My steps are ordered. Why am I rushing? Where am I in a hurry to get to? My steps are ordered by God. We ain't got to race. Ain't nobody got nothing to mind that I don't. Oh, y'all miss what I just said. Ain't nobody got nothing to mind. Ain't nobody holding what belongs to me in their hands. Ain't nobody life better than my life is what God wants to be. All of us, our steps are ordered. So I don't have to watch your steps to figure out how I move. No, when I'm doing my thing, I promise y'all, I'm not looking at nobody else when I'm shoveling. I ain't looking at nobody else. When I got my own, God saying, your pace has been too fast. We need to slow it down. And you moving fast because you think if you don't hurry up and get there, it's going to be gone. It's going to be there for you, son, when you get there. Relax. Okay, all right, I'm sorry. I trust that my life is aligned, my path is intentional, and my future is secure in you. Even when I can't see the full picture, some of you. I move forward with identity, not anxiety. From obedience, not pressure. From faith, not fear. I choose to rest in your guidance, walk in your timing, and trust you with what's ahead. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct. All right, so let's get to work. We only got a few more minutes. Let's get to work. So turn this on the back. If you have something to write with, I just want you to circle one of these areas right now that you are concerned about. So we got up in April 16th, and Moose threw a big number at me. I was like, Moose, we've never had 6,000 people in attendance for one of our events live. And God said, son, don't do that. I saw you. You going, okay, we need to do these type of promotional. We need to do these type of, we got to get this out. God said, don't do that. I got it. I'm not asking you to bring 6,000 people there. I'm telling you, it's 6,000 people who need this word. Amen. You saw the wrong thing. You saw tickets. You didn't see people. And you're not responsible for bringing them. I'm just telling you how many going to be there so you could be ready when they get there. Y'all have to serve 6,000 people. Not you have to be responsible for the 6,000. Oh, come on. Do you see the reset? I just... Because y'all said, are we doing this reset? God is saying, I didn't tell you you were responsible for getting 6,000. I told you you were responsible for serving. Okay, one more time. Because y'all might have missed that. I didn't, Pam, I heard you, but I didn't hear them around you, Pam. I didn't hear them. I'm going to say it one more time. I'm trying to help somebody. God is saying, you're not responsible to create. You're responsible to the calling. Okay, all right. So I want you to pick 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know how many you pick. Hurry up, because we're about to get on this flight. Amen. We're about to get on this flight. Amen. I just need you to know you was loved before you get on the plane. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. I can't say the airline, but some of you been on the airline where you weren't loved. You had to pay for everything. You try to put your bag up. They know not. That'll be $50. You told me you told me it was $150. By the time you finished with them, it was $4,000. You're like, what happened? You weren't loved. You were tricked. No, they taking advantage of you. They said a price because they knew you would go buy, but they didn't tell you that the real price was they try to set you up. We going on Royal Airline, y'all. Everything is already taken care of. Praise God. So I want you to pick the one. I want you to write it in. And let's just stop real quick right now. Let's just stop right now. I want you to look at the one, and I want you to talk to Daddy right now. I need a shift to happen this very second where you tell God what you're concerned about. You shouldn't be anxious. You shouldn't be fearful. You should be at peace, whatever it is. And if you're not, it's because you're still holding on to it. You're still carrying it. God is not carrying. I want God to carry it because he can hold it.
Amen. Hurry up. We got 15 minutes after this. I got to get through as many slides as I can. Hallelujah. Praise God. Me and Carl had a bet how many I was going to get through. Okay, so y'all got to hurry up. Come on, pray. Put this on your chest and talk to Daddy about it. And know whatever it is, he can handle it. If I was Kirk Franklin, I would sing it. He can handle it. He got it. Put it on your chest. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Daddy, from this day forward, I don't want you to carry anything. I want you to give everything to the Father. I don't want you trying to do nothing on your own. The only thing I want you to do is identify what it is, and then because he loves you, put it in a loving environment and watch what happens to it. Now, if you have challenges with, I love people, but they, talk to Daddy about it, but don't stop hanging out with people because the devil done told you no. Something happens when you're loved and you're in a loving environment. That's why APOC, that's why we hang our hat on love. We saw what God did in this church. I saw in the company, it was just me, Carl, and CJ in the beginning in a little office when we started working on ETA, but because we was loving on each other, God did something with the three of us at that time, in that season I'm talking about, that we couldn't have done on our own. Remember, the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord, all right? Here's number one. The enemy loves confusion. God specializes in clarity. The enemy loves what? Confusion, right? But God specializes in what? Good. Watch this, y'all. What people call you, what you produce, how well you lead, right? How well you perform, right? That's not your identity. Somebody get Dee Dee that microphone for me, please, right? Because she said something to me this week that was deep. We were studying identity, and Dee Dee was like, yo, what is the thing on identity, right? And she wanted to make sure you guys understood this. What was that thing, Dee Dee?
So what I learned this week is the roles that I occupy, that's not my identity. So normally...
Good. Can you slow down and say that one more time?
The roles that I occupy, that is not my identity. Yeah, so normally when people say, who are you? Oh, I'm a mother, I'm a wife, I'm a nurse, I'm a... That's not my identity. Those are things that I do.
Pray, come on, somebody. Praise God. Hallelujah. Your identity is who God says. Come on. Your identity is who God says you. Praise God. I want you to hold that. Right? Watch this, y'all. Here's what he said. He said you were chosen. Before you had a credit score, he said you were chosen. Before you finished high school, he said you were called. Right? Before you got married or before you had kids, he said you're. Before anything happened to you, he said you was anointed. And the one I love the most is he said you was appointed. Come on. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? I told you I lived in abandoned buildings. I was still anointed. I told you I got kicked out of Oakwood Academic Probation. I was still appointed. It didn't change what God thought about me. And it didn't change how God was going to hook me up and look out for me. Hallelujah. All right. When you don't know who you are, you chase things. When you know who you are, you choose things. Hallelujah. When you don't know who you are, you chase validation. When you know who you are, you choose alignment. Okay. I've been studying all week, so I'm getting excited. This is my 20th time seeing this. I'm getting excited. I needed this in my shana now. Hallelujah. Identity confusion produces motion without direction. That's why we restarting and resetting, because we're doing a lot without identity. And can I tell y'all in this reset what God showed me? God said when you get a bunch of people doing work together that don't know who they are, they're consuming, not producing. So they're coming together to get something for them because they forgot who they were. When you know who you are, you don't show up just to receive. When you know who you are, you show up for the assignment. You show up for the work. So some of us are showing up because we need something. So we're coming to programs to find our identity, and you can't find it on the prayer line. You can't find your identity in some title you got at the church. Your identity comes from God. So we're resetting to find out who we are. So when we show up, we're not showing up needy. We're showing up royal.
Oh, come on. Am I talking to somebody? We showing up royal next time. When we bring our ministries back, we bringing them back royal. We're not just bringing them back because we miss it. We're not just bringing it back because we think our identity is in a title. We're coming back because we like royal, and we got to tell the world that they're royal. They got hoodwinked. Okay, I'm sorry. Identity clarity produces decisions without regrets. So I'm just going to be real. I was doing a whole bunch of stuff without identity, and I had a whole bunch of regrets and a whole bunch of collateral damage. Okay, I'm sorry. Identity comes before movement. A lot of us have been moving trying to find our identity. I'm going to say it one more time. A lot of us been work here, work there, got this car, got this house, bought this jewelry, got with this person, and you still, like, don't know. Because it doesn't come in that. It comes in God. So the way you find your identity is not in stuff. It's by going back to the Creator and saying, who am I? Watch this. This is the part I love. You may not know all the details. That's why he says, those who wait on the Lord, you're going to get your details, but you can't get your details when you're moving. You can't get your details when your rent is due and now you're trying to figure out how you're going to pay it on your own. You cannot get it when your kids are all over and you're trying to call them and do this and do that. Wait on the Lord and get God's instruction. You don't know what the details are. He already knows. He the pilot. He already know how he go. He like, yeah, get on the plane. I got this. When the last time you been on the plane knocking on the door? Pilot, I want to holler at you real quick. I know you're going to L.A., Detroit, but this is how I would go. What? Sit down and enjoy the ride. Why? Because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Okay, I'm about to get out of here. I got to make sure you catch it. The steps of a good man are ordered, meaning you don't have to do anything. All right, that's the last slide. Carl, I think that's 24. I got it, Carl. That's it. Okay, I will do this one. You don't walk to the plane first. They identify you first. ID, boarding pass. And here go the one, y'all. He's not trying to stop your destination. He's trying to secure it. No, come on. I thought I was going to get an amen. If y'all can do me a favor online, just blow up online. Give me some fiber. Give me some heart. Give me some emoji. Y'all just missed what I said. He's not trying to stop us. He said reset. Because if y'all keep going movement without identity, you're going to do a bunch of work and get up and end up nowhere. That's why he said rest. Reset. Y'all been busy, and where has it gotten you? You've been busy and you've been going in circles. I'm gone. That was the last one. He's not trying to stop your destination. He's actually trying to secure your destination. He's actually trying to give you the desires of your heart. He's actually ordered your steps already. All you got to do is do what he told you to do, and it's going to be big, y'all. I'm out of here. It's going to be big. 2026 is going to be big, y'all. This is going to be the best year you've ever had. God's getting ready to do something new. If you let him do it, God is saying, I don't need you to try to this year. I just need you to be royal. Be my child. I chose you. You don't earn this. You don't earn it. My kids don't come home. We got cars. They don't earn the privilege to drive. You need to hear this part before I pray. You need to hear me. When we go home, my wife is always upset when we go to California. Why? It is apparent that the way she left that house is not the way she left it. Why? Because Jada is in her room. Every time we go home, Didi got at you. I'm going to get a lock. Boy, I'll say you get a lock if you want to. She going to be in there. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Didi like, where's my shoes? Where's my? She going to Jada's closet. It's in there. Jada said, I don't care. You got Louis, Gucci. I don't care. You got Target. If it's in this house, I'm your child. I got access to it. Jada not trying to prove her. She's not trying to earn her childship. Jalen had to make a move last night. He didn't say, I'm about to go rent a car. He said, which car? He normally don't even do that. He went to a whole other level to say, which car would you like for me to use? I'm out. Are you hearing me? Does that make sense? He didn't go stay at a hotel. He came back home when he wanted to come out. Why? It's his. Everything that God has created, after he created you, he created it for you. And the reason why we're so messed up is because we're trying to find our identity and stuff when our identity is already daddy, and everything God has for us is already in daddy. And now we done messed up trying to go outside of what daddy told us to do. And now we messed up and we saying, God, what's wrong? You're wrong. You try to get your identity from your daddy. It don't come from your earthly father. You're trying to get your identity from some school. It don't come from some school. You're trying to get it from something you buy or something you own. It doesn't come from that. It comes from me. And you got to go with me to get it. And so all this not praying and not being in your word and not coming to church, you're not about to get it no other way. You can GMO food, you can't GMO your spiritual relationship. He's not trying to stop your destination. He's trying to secure it. Can I get an amen? He's not trying to stop your destination online. He's not trying to stop your destination. He actually wants you to get everything. I want to give you the desire. He said, and if your ways please the Lord, he will make even your enemies at peace with you. God says, if your ways please me, I will give you the desires of my heart. You can't go past God. You can't go another way. There's only one way. Through the Father, through the Son, through the Holy Spirit. Father, I just come now, and I want to say thank you, Lord. I looked at the numbers online. Thank you, Jesus. I looked at the comments online. They're on fire, Lord. I thank you. I thank you, Lord, even in last, Lord, the number, we on fire, Lord. I thank you for the numbers that are the people that are coming in. Lord, I looked at the finances, Lord, and you've allowed us to grow from 2022 even to, like, Lord, you gave us more this month. Thank you for everybody that contributed. I ask in the name of Jesus, because they're planting their seeds on good soil. Continue to bless them every time they bless your body, Lord. Every time they bless APOC financially, Lord, continue to bless them, Lord. Help them never to go. Is the word true or not? You said that you would open up the windows of heaven, Lord, and you're not talking about money. You're talking about blessing our children, blessing our loved ones, blessing our... So bless, Father. Bless those that have given. We thank you for them. Then, Lord, I want to personally thank you for everybody that came up to this church and they put those crowns together, Lord. And they put those crowns, Father, and the scriptures and the prayers, and they put our seal, Lord. They was royal, David. They were royal. They put a seal, Lord, and then they sent it out. And I thank you for everybody that called me that's online and said, thank you. Tell everybody that was responsible, thank you. It was perfect. I got my crown. Lord, I was overwhelmed when I would hear him say it. I got my crown. I got that letter. I'm saying it out loud. I got, and when I come to APOC in Michigan live, I'm bringing my crown when I come. And so, Lord, I want to thank you for everybody that made this sacrifice. Everybody that came up here and created the box and put the stuff in the box. And I thank you for the postman who came up and picked it up. And I ask, Lord, that everybody gets them. I pray that the devil does not hold anybody up, Lord, in the mailing process. But that everybody will get their crown, Lord. And then I thank you for blessing us with the type of people that weren't looking to get paid to do it. And I thank you for a church that you've blessed, that we don't have to be manipulative and go buy this crown for $400 and get your blessing. I thank you, Lord, that we were able to send it in love. They were able to receive it.
Family, before you head out, take a moment and lock in your next steps. First, grab the app. Open your app store, search APOC Ministry, download and open it. Tap connect and drop your name and best contact. New here? You can also type new in the chat. We want to follow up this week. If you need God to move in something specific, don't carry it alone. In the app, tap prayer. Submit requests and our team will be praying with and for you. And if today stirred you to make a difference, partner with us as we reach up and reach back. Visit apopministry.org or tap giving in the app, one time or recurring. Your generosity fuels our mission to love, grow, and serve. Before you log off, share this with three people, subscribe, and turn on your notifications so you don't miss what's next. Join us right here on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. and Saturdays at 11. Until then, we love you. Be blessed.